Who are you?
Joe Jamar.
What a presenter.
Yeah, boy.
This is the George Lamb podcast.
Bring it!
George Lamb.
I think I might have shagged him once.
Come on,
George Lamb.
They think they're so fucking cool, but they're just not.
Only daddy speaks that way.
What is that?
Jabba!
Three words. Bad new love.
You're listening to the George Lamb podcast.
Oh, good for you!
Hey, I'm Rick Edwards. What? Big Red Rick? Isn't he busy with a sneaker empire?
This is how we do it, boys and girls. This is how we get busy up in the place. Welcome to the show, everybody. Yeah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited. Big.
Hello, that's me.
Big Rick Edwards is back in the house. Give that a big round of applause.
Yep. Why not?
Rick's been away on the My Rings, My Style tour for the last 2 weeks. Length and breadth of the country. Rick, how was it?
Brilliant. It was brilliant.
Really?
I've got these.
Very nice.
When are you allowed to take those off?
I'm going to take them off. Yeah, 6 months' time. Yeah.
Rick's wearing a very nice leather, a woven leather bracelet. With
two
woven leather bracelets.
Easy for you to say. Go on.
I'm still in the easy for you to say pause.
Yeah.
I'm just locked in the... If anybody... Rick just came in and showed us the George Groves, Carl Froch pre-fight chat, basically. And Carl Froch was asked a question by George Groves.
Should I try and play it off my phone?
I think that'll be perfect.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be a cool question. Okay. Who's in the sports psychologist for yourself? Sports psychologist for yourself.
That was visual banter off a bad phone recording. Can't get any better than that. I mean, if you want production values, don't worry about the BBC.
We've got a stapled up room here.
So anyway, easy for me to say, easy for you to say. I went to the fight.
Well, it's the Chuckle Brothers now.
I went to the fight on Saturday night.
Did you?
I was there, yeah.
How was it? Who were you supporting?
I was supporting Groves. He's from Fulham, right? So yeah. We all, you know, Fulham, British, Hammersmith, Fulham, massive, whatever, same. South, SW, baby. And it just didn't, it didn't really happen. They stood off each other. There was a lot of geezers there.
I heard cagey.
It was very cagey. And then basically he just took a real, like, kind of sucker punch on the chin, and that was the end of that. It was a great punch, but and I wouldn't have liked to be on the receiving end of it, but he shouldn't have really got caught like that.
You would have got up though, wouldn't you?
No, he definitely... No.
You would have done that.
No. I have to say, it was impressive. It was impressive that George Groves even managed to kind of get up 1 foot. He tried to get up. The geezer hit him. So it was like getting hit by a train. His legs went completely underneath him. You know, like when the funny kids at school do that sitting like back on themselves. They can sit down and they kind of got their legs up behind themselves like that.
What?
You know that one?
Not my school.
What, like the yogis?
When you kind of kneel back. You know when you kneel down and then lie backwards kind of thing. Know that one? Kneel down.
That's progressive schooling for you.
Put your feet.
No, I'm never going to get anywhere near that.
No, exactly. So you basically have to get knocked out in order to do that, right?
Cool.
I've hurt my neck very badly, everybody. I'm going to put a picture up on Twitter.
Sexy bastard.
Of my taped back, my blue tape back. And the lead in was, do you want me to tape your back? I went, and she said, it will let people know that you are seriously injured. I said, absolutely. Absolutely. Never the voyeur. Strap me up. It's not even this side that's the problem, but I just do the whole lot, frankly. So yeah, but that's for another week, that story, the opening the window story. Can't fit that on as well as the My Rings, My Style story.
that lasted a while, didn't it?
So Rick Evans on the show. Lily Allen's on the show, guys. We're going to be catching up with her. She's just finished doing Desert Island Discs today.
Really?
Yeah. So she's coming straight from...
Hosting it?
No. She's featuring on it. So obviously, little show kind of warm up. into the big guns. She's probably very excited about being on the show today. The Warrener is also back, guys. Oh. He's got his own intro. Check this out.
They call him the Warrener.
Get involved, Adelaide.
Yeah. get involved
and the ladies.
And the ladies. Yeah. The Warrener's going to be on the show. Super excited.
How did we get involved on the ladies' back?
So what we realised is a lot of people have been texting and emailing into the show, and they've been saying, "Listen,
a lot,
yeah,
a lot."
Big server. Yeah.
Even though there is no text available, a lot of people have been doing it still somehow.
Can you stop now, please? If you're listening, stop.
Text stop to 6404. Was it? They've been getting in touch saying, what happened to the regulars? I mean, Rick, you can understand this. We're not guys who want to stand still, okay? We don't want to just drag out the same kind of body of work that we were doing 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, same tired old nonsense.
Same tired old jokes, yeah. That's not for us, yeah. We're moving forwards, yeah. A Rolling Stone gathers no moss, Rick Edwards. Mm. And so we're moss-free, and yet we've realised we need new moss. And so we've gone to the Warrener, and we said, look, Warrener, what are you interested in? Warrener said two things, Rick. Sailing. And World War One, right?
I'll tell you what, when those two meet, it is lively.
Murder, She Wrote. And we realised that actually the show would be better for the Warrener. So the Warrener's coming back on. Jackie Charlton's World Cup football review. That's golden. We've got, talking of golden, we've got John Sitton. We're following on from the... What was the story last week?
It was the Eddie Mack story.
The Eddie Mack story. This week, we've got the Graham Taylor story. You're going to be very excited to hear that. Before all of that, though, we've got some music, and then we're going to be talking to Valerie Savage. Valerie is a speech and language consultant, and she's going to be giving young Ivor a pep talk as he...
Is she like an easy for you to say consultant?
She's an easy for you to say consultant.
Oh, amazing.
Can you imagine? She's going to be giving... I can't... I've literally gone to pieces. The irony of it all. She's going to be teaching Ivor how to talk on the radio. Not even reading. Just my head scrambled, I'm afraid. Anyway, we'll be back with Valerie after this.
Do you get what you pay for? Or do? Do you get what you pay for? Is it in the cars? In the stars? Or in the street? Do you get what you pay for? Or do? Do you get what you pay for? Is it in the eye? Or in the kiss? Or in the street? Is it pressed between the pages? You know what I mean. Is it all as simple as it seems in the refrain dreams? All I need is love. All I need is love. Yeah, all I need is love. Come on and call me. All I need is love. All I need. When you are told to and jump at the sound, is it worth the effort all around? When your heart comes down, 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 down. All I need is love. All I need is love. Yeah, all I need is love. Come on and come with me. All I need is love. All I need is love. All I need is love. Come on.
Right, very excited now on the show. We're going to welcome one of the foremost speech and language consultants in the country. Please give her a nice big George Lamb Show welcome. It's Valerie Savage.
Yes, Savage.
Valerie, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very, very well. So glad you could join us today. Valerie, where are you?
I'm sitting in my consulting room here in London.
It's in that's in Harley Street,
it
no
is
less.
Indeed, yes.
Of course it is. If you're going to mix it up with the big guns, then you need to be in Harley Street, correct?
Well, that's what some people say.
How are you today?
I would like to see a sunnier day, wouldn't you?
You know what, Valerie, you're absolutely right. I would definitely like to see a sunnier day. Although, we've got very bad ventilation in our studio, so the hotter it is outside, the worse it is in here.
Well, maybe you prefer the rain and the cold.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, we can't talk about the weather for too long, Valerie, because I know you've got to get back to your next client. We have a new addition to our team. His name is Ivor Manley. He's an absolute monster with the ladies. He's an absolute monster with the technical equipment in the studio. However, when we've asked him to step up and start, you know, being a part of the show on mic, it's been slightly problematic, Valerie.
Right.
Now, we were able to send you a snippet of Ivor's voice, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. What did you make of it, Valerie?
Well, the snippet was so small I couldn't make very much of it, so Ivor and I had a chat a little bit earlier today, that I had the opportunity to listen to his voice a little bit more.
Okay, dark horse.
The situation is, if he's a while with the ladies, he must be quite a good looker, I think.
Yeah.
Because his voice doesn't come across as confident and commanding. And one of the things that people want with the radio, they can't see you, they want to have confidence in the voice and feel that you're like the chap next door, you know, not somebody standing on a pedestal.
Absolutely.
But somebody who's the chap next door, someone you could approach, someone you could talk to. And when people first start broadcasting, that's difficult. Very difficult.
How long have you been a speech and language consultant, Valerie?
I'm not admitting. Do you know that?
But some time, anyway.
Ballpark.
A very long time, yes.
Okay. And you've worked with numerous broadcasting professionals, correct?
I do, that's right.
Right, okay. So Valerie essentially is very well placed to give some advice here. Ivor, would you like to say hello to Valerie again?
Hello, Valerie.
Hello, Ivor. How are you now?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
So, Valerie, what kind of tips can you give Ivor?
Well, I think he should practice talking. I mean, I think he should.
Go on, mate, give it a go.
What would you like me to say?
Just that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Most people who are broadcasters, and I work primarily, as you know, with television presenters, practice quite a lot. I mean, they actually practice looking in mirrors and seeing how they look and how they sound. And I think
what, like lunatics?
Well, why do they do the job to start with?
I guess.
Indeed. No, I think Ivor perhaps needs a little bit more practice. He tells me he ad-libs, he's not scripted at all. And it's not always easy for him to find the word as quickly as he needs to.
Yeah, but I mean, that is just conversation. I mean, people don't have scripts when they're just chatting, do they?
No, they don't.
Constantly ad-libbing.
That's right, constantly ad-libbing. And I think he needs to practice. He simply needs to practice and not be so frightened of, hey, here am I broadcasting, but just to treat it as though he's chatting to his best mates next door.
You know what, you're absolutely right. Valerie, I couldn't give better advice myself, frankly.
Well, there you go.
Is it helpful? What I do, and my friends also do,
by the way,
Valerie,
by the way, this is another person. There's a man called Rick Edwards, very, very experienced, very, very well respected broadcaster and co-host on the show.
Not particularly well respected, but thanks. But what me and my friends like to do is, if any of us stumble over a word, we will always bellow, "Easy for you to say." Is that helpful to people?
It is for some people and not for other people. I think the great thing is you have to get over the fear of broadcasting. Yeah. And be relaxed about it. Mm-hmm. And accept that everybody makes mistakes, and you'll make mistakes too.
Valerie, I've got a question for you. I keep on saying to play devil's advocate. I keep saying that. I can't stop saying the phrase. I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Also, you didn't even manage to say it the first time, did you?
I didn't.
You said devil's advocate, which is like a devilled egg.
What do you make of that, Valerie?
Well, some people use phrases, don't they, to intersperse what they're saying, but they're trying to find another word.
Right, OK. So do you think that's what it is? It's just a lack of vocabulary, so I'm just clutching for...
I would think probably, yes.
Earlier on, George said, when he was talking about the show and the fact that he used to have regulars on his old show, doesn't have regulars now, he was saying, We're like a rolling stone. It gathers no moss. We're moss free. And then we realised we needed new moss. When you hear someone sort of deliver that kind of drivel, do you think that they're in the right in the right profession?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps they should see a psychiatrist. What do, you
do you know any good ones?
Yeah. I know plenty here in Ireland.
All your neighbours. Yeah. All your neighbours.
They're a bit costly.
All right. Well, listen, Valerie, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you so much. One final bit. Ivor, do you want to say goodbye to Valerie and thank you?
Bye, Valerie. Thank you very much for your help.
It's a great pleasure.
All right, well, listen, give her a big round of applause. Valerie Savage and Valerie, if people want to get in touch, what's the best way to get hold of you?
Tinder.
Well, they only have to look up my website, www.valeriesavage.com, and they'll get hold of me.
Perfect. All right, Valerie, listen, have a lovely day. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
All the best.
Thanks,
take care.
Valerie. Bye.
Bye.
Cheerio. What a lovely lady. Iva, how do you feel after that?
I feel renewed.
You don't look it.
Okay.
No, but well, genuinely, do you feel like...
I bet whether he looks it.
Do you feel like she's helped at all?
Yeah. I think she offered some helpful advice.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you think you're going to be able to approach the ladies in a different way now?
Yes.
You're not going to rip their hands off with a firm handshake?
No.
Oh, yeah, there was a huge handshake moment. So there were two ladies came into the office yesterday. And
it's been a while.
We were all sat through there.
Have they heard about your neck tape?
And then Ivor came through. Ivor, instead of going in for the double kiss, just went in for the straight handshake. What'd you make of that, Rick Edwards?
No problem at all with that.
No problem.
I do that occasionally. I met, a woman who's a like family friend of my fiance's, and she was a little bit drunk, and she was going around the table kissing everyone to say hello. I'd never met her before, yep. So I just went for the handshake. She got really upset,
really?
And we had a full argument.
Is this the woman at the wedding who you were rude to, and then you left?
No, different one. Yeah. No, listen, there's a catalogue of women I've been rude to by shaking their hands.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going for the handshake, but that's different. She was drunk. These are two young ladies that are just coming in to say hello.
Possible, sometimes also
possible
I met another...
suitors. Possible suitors.
Possible suitors. He did say like both of them.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Your face.
That's interesting.
Your face. You just said, he said he liked both of them. Yeah. The expression, oh, man, if I could have filmed that, we never would have had to work again. That was the best expression I've ever seen.
He always does that.
I know he always does that.
If I leave, I can't leave the room.
That's because your feet are in pieces, you lunatic.
Listen, the best bit is the fact that you still get shocked when he does that same banter. Every time, and your face goes.
I can't help it.
Do you want to hear the Americans on the train handshake story that I had this morning? It could be really crap, and
it
would definitely be crap. So I was on the train this morning,
yeah,
and there was this young American guy, and he was with his mum, and they were from California, and I was eavesdropping. I thought this sounds interesting. Turn the headphones off. Got involved, and they were talking to two guys that were sitting opposite them. They were sound engineers, crew, Don crew. We all know sound engineers.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your crew. And so they're having a big chat. Everyone could hear them on the train, and they were really bigging themselves up. And ponytail, all of that caper, all in black. Like big...
I used to have one of those.
I mean, that's probably the least surprising thing I've heard all day.
Oh, I bet you look G in that. Maybe you can whip it out for one of the two birds that popped in yesterday. Imagine that and a handshake. One of your old leathers and a handshake.
Make a key fob out of it.
At the end of the conversation, they all stood up to shake hands. And this one, she must have been about 70, but she's American, so she's dressed up in all the tracksuit gear. And they went to shake her hand, the two sound engineers, and she went to touch them off.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I really
but
like
one
it.
Of the engineers couldn't really get his head around it. He didn't really understand what was going on. And he's just still standing there with the hand out like this. So the son's going, no, she wants to give you the fist. And he still didn't realise what was going on.
I think without the visuals here, some of your descriptive terms are quite interesting.
Right.
She goes to touch him off.
Yeah.
She's trying to give him the fist.
Anyway, there's no punchline. That's the old lady American on the train. I'll fist you off story.
Very.
It's all right.
Is it?
I've had that before and I've ended up just grabbing the fist.
I always
just
shake
sort of
the
shake
fist.
The fist.
Yeah, yeah. I've played paper, scissors, stones before.
We got another track coming up. Then we've got Lily Allen. Who wants a Jackie Charlton World Cup review before that?
I do.
Of course you do. Here we go. Here's Jackie Charlton. Mark was asked this morning by Ivor who Jackie Charlton was. He said...
I said he's Bobby Charlton's brother. He used to play for England. Insane comb-over.
Insane comb-over. Here he is, in case you don't know who he is. Here we go.
There's only one team going to win the World Cup. And that team who win the World Cup are going to be pleased.
There's the World Cup review. Thanks very much, Jackie Charlton. Marky, run the track, Rude Wyatt. We're back with Jesus after this.
What's on the menu and call us a gift cause it's something to give you and this is a track I rap to give you. This is Danger Zone. Who the hell is Brutus? Lyric enhancer, love a romance and wine and dine and grind. When I get a chance to go for mine is when I'm done rhyming. If the G's fine, it's Miller time. Then I show stamina when I slam it up on gigs so kids be like cramming up. Front and center as soon as I enter. Tone love with juice to boost for all the youth. The truth, the fact is that if you're whack, then it's two is you. I call a new jack. Or a sucker, or maybe a duck, or even a lame. I got my point across, still I never said a name. Fame is but a figure of speech. So dollars are flipped for the knowledge I teach. Not on a head trip, so hold your plod for the overlord. So come on and go up. Like a human weapon, I'm the overlord with a posse in effect. And like a cue ball in your pool hall, I'll be the last one standing cause I'm in command. And when I come off with a freestyle, meanwhile, my paper coming G-style. Like a boo, you know I don't mess up. I keep my chest up when I step up, so what up? But I say okay cause I'm a ways. Rhyming more waves than all the others cause I don't play games. Not your average MC cause I'm like we. Fly as can be, keep you blunted up. Coming up, running up with Joe Starr's cutting up. And I throw an uppercut, bust you up. Nut, now you know, once I throw and let go, rhyme flows natural. But you're pumped to beat up, cause you're about to meet a brother. Heat up to eat up your mind with rhymes like a bag of Chiba. But some call me Buddha, taking all suckers out. Now who the hell wanna try and fail? Do tell, posse spell, cause I rock well, see?
Yeah, you rock well, dog.
When I
go up.
What was that badass flavour?
Rick should know, he's into 90s hip hop.
No, wasn't even listening.
Liar, you were getting down to that. Tough crew.
Tough crew in the place. Right, boys and girls, time for our big guest this week. Let's put our hands together for the one. The slightly killed the drum roll. Lily Allen's on the show. Lily Allen's here.
One job, you got one job, Mark.
Hello, my love, how are you?
I'm all right, mate, how are you?
Very good, very good. Where are you?
I'm in a shop trying on some garms.
Oh, yeah, nice garms?
Yeah, proper.
Now, I believe you've just come from doing Desert Island Discs.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a step down this, I must be honest.
Yeah.
Down?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you mad?
Yeah, are you crazy? What did you choose?
I chose... Would you want me to tell you all of them?
No, just a couple, you know what I mean?
I chose Common People, Pulp. I chose I Am the Resurrection by Stone Roses.
Did you take any of your own stuff?
Oh, no. Good music.
Anything that wasn't on
Traffic
the Shine compilations.
I chose Traffic Blocking by General Degree. I chose Where's Me Jumper by Sultan's Ping. I chose...
All right, that's it. I don't want to ruin people's Desert Island Discs. When's it? Is it out this weekend?
No, I don't think it's out for a while.
Also, right. I think the crossover of people who listen to this and Desert Island Disc is probably quite small.
Yeah. Sorry, what? The crossover of what? Desert Island and Disc? Easy for you to say, mate. So Lil, you've got a new track that came out the last couple of days, Bass Like Home, your World Cup song.
Yeah. Well, not really. I put a bunch of stuff on my SoundCloud and then I was just looking through it and I've listened back to that because I did it ages ago and it didn't make the cut for the album and I just thought, actually, this could be quite a lull for
Have you heard it, guys?
World Cup.
It's got shades of World in Motion.
Has it?
Yeah, and it name checks Gazza.
Yeah.
Any good to you?
Absolutely.
Nothing. Rick's just...
Rick's I don't want to judge you before I've heard it, really.
Right, okay. Well, listen, I'll play it to Rick afterwards and then Rick will judge.
I'll text you.
How are you? How are the babies? How's Alfie? How's Sam?
Yeah, all good. They're all good. Very good. Well, actually, my youngest baby was ill the night before last. I was in hospital with her till about 4 a.m.
Oh, dear.
Big up St. Mary's, A&E. No, it was...
She all right?
She is. She's all right. She had tonsillitis left her. And I thought she had a tummy bug, so I was feeding her dry toast for the whole day.
Oh, really scrapey.
Perfect for tonsillitis. Nurse Lily.
Oh, yeah. Mum. Wow. Yeah.
Do you know what? I've got weighed in hardcore by tonsillitis. Remember that time when I was delirious?
Yeah, I called it off. I've never seen anyone, so I was disgusting what you were doing.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah, I lost my marbles on tonsillitis. Anyway, you take a bit of penicillin, you're fine. Or toast, exactly. Are you still into cricket, Lil?
Yeah, always.
Well, how's Sam's cricket team doing?
Yeah, it's all right. I'll be slightly lacking on the tees front this summer because Queen T will be on tour. So,
were you the tee lady?
Well, I do. I usually do like 3 or 4 tees a season. Yeah.
So, okay. Do you lay it on like serious?
Yeah. Well, there's rules. You've got to do 5 loaves.
Is it all crossed off and stuff?
Yeah, she gives them for the kid. Yeah. Saves them for toast them up for the babies.
Just burn them up a bit and then give them to the kids. You do 5 loaves, 5 cakes. I like to do like a little hot dish just to kind of blow a competition out.
Oh, yeah, of course she does. Mm-hmm. She's a good cook, Lillian, let me tell you. How are you playing Glastonbury this year?
I am.
Are you on the big stage?
Bloody hope so.
Yes,
I am.
Now, I might come this year, so I'll get to see you in all your glory. Now, the young lad you spoke to, Ivor, before you came on, he always asks our big guest...
Excuse me?
Oh, we're catching each other out today. He always asks our big guest a question. So, if you will, I'm going to play his intro music, then you're going to hear a question from him, and then you can answer it, all right?
Here we go. Okay.
Here we go. Right, here's Ivor.
Down the castle hall he came, roaring, fee, fi, fo, fum, fee, fi, fo, fum,
fee, fi, fo, fum, tee, hi, ho, hum. I'm a most amazing guy, a most amazing guy am I.
Okay, here's Ivor.
Lily, what is your favourite paper size?
Oh, good question, Ivor. Favourite paper size, Lil?
A5.
I would have gone A5 as well myself, yeah. Yeah, half an A4. It's a great size. I like an A5 envelope.
A5 with an HB pencil. Oh, can't
yeah.
Lose.
Yeah,
can't
yeah. Lose. Very tight stationery game. That was
yours truly.
That was Ivor's question. Lily, lovely talking. Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Sorry,
Lil, lovely talking to you, babe. Get back to your shopping. I'll see you at Glastonbury.
All right,
done. Give her a big round of applause, Lily Allen. Everybody, lovely lady. Right, we got more music. Then we're talking to.
They call him the Warrener.
Get involved, and the ladies.
He did that himself, the lunatic.
Is that loud enough? Is that loud enough?
I hope he lives up to this. I really
do.
So do
I.
I really
run the
do.
Track, Rube Boy. Run the track.
Maybe I've tried to see with you.
You, I cannot take you for, she's cooler than you.
The flavour, little bit of African. I don't know why I'm doing a Jamaican accent
very badly with a weird neck. So visually, it's even better than what you're listening to right now. Oh, easy,
what's
guys.
What's wrong with you?
Well, because you're getting it to play me off iTunes, you know, it's just running into the next track and just carry on. You can't even read. For God's
Melanie
sake.
Griffith.
He's all right.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Melanie Griffith.
Yeah.
Good banter. Really good banter.
Do some more of your Jamaican when you're talking about Africa.
Can we get him a can of lilt, please?
Right. Ting, rude boy, yeah. Ting. Wait, Mark just sat there through that track and genuinely looked at me. I didn't want to play this. And I was like, why? And he was like, because it's too good for everyone. I mean, what a crank.
Who are you?
Joe Jamar.
What a presenter.
Yeah, boy.
This is a George Lamb podcast.
Bring it!
George Lamb.
I think I might have shagged him once.
Come on, man.
George Lamb.
I am fine.
They think they're so fucking cool, but they're just not.
Only daddy speaks that way.
What is that?
Jabba.
Three words. Fab. Love.
You're listening to the George Lamb podcast.
Oh, good for you.
I'm Rick Edwards. What? Big Red Rick? Isn't he busy with a sneaker empire?
This is how we do it. This is how we do it, boys and girls. This is how we get busy up in the place. Welcome to the show, everybody!
Yep.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited. Big...
Hello, that's me.
Big Rick Edwards is back in the house. Give that a big round of applause.
Yep, why not?
Rick's been away on the My Rings, My Style tour for the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Length and breadth of the country. Rick, how was it?
Brilliant. It was brilliant.
Really?
I've got these.
Very nice.
When are you allowed to take those off?
I'm going to take them off. Yeah, 6 months' time. Yeah.
Rick's wearing a very nice leather, a woven leather bracelet. With
two
woven leather bracelets.
Easy for you to say. Go on.
I'm still in the easy for you to say pause. Yeah. I'm just locked in the... If anybody... Rick just came in and showed us the George Groves, Carl Froch pre-fight chat, basically. And Carl Froch was asked a question by George Groves.
Should I try and play it off my phone?
I think that will be perfect.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That was visual banter off a bad phone recording. Can't get any better than that. I mean, if you want production values, don't worry about the BBC.
We've got a stapled up room here.
So anyway, easy for me to say, easy for you to say. I went to the fight.
Well, it's the Chuckle Brothers now.
I went to the fight on Saturday night.
Did you?
I was there, yeah.
How was it? Who were you supporting?
I was supporting Groves. He's from Fulham, right? So we all, you know, Fulham, British, Hammersmith, Fulham, massive, whatever, same. South, SW, baby. And it didn't really happen. They stood off each other. There was a lot of geezers there. It was
cagey.
It was very cagey. And then basically he just took a real, like, kind of sucker punch on the chin, and that was the end of that. It was a great punch, but and I wouldn't have liked to be on the receiving end of it, but he shouldn't have really got caught like that.
You would have got up, though, wouldn't you?
No, he definitely... No,
you would have done that.
No. I have to say, it was impressive. It was impressive that George Groves even managed to kind of get up 1 foot. He tried to get up. The geezer hit him. So it was like getting hit by a train. His legs went completely underneath him. You know, like when the funny kids at school do that sitting like back on themselves. They can sit down and they kind of got their legs up behind themselves like that.
What?
You know that one?
Not my school.
What, like the yogis?
When you kind of kneel back. You know when you kneel down and then lie backwards kind of thing. Know that one? Kneel down.
That's progressive schooling for your feet.
No, I'm never going to get anywhere near that.
No, exactly. So you basically have to get knocked out in order to do that, right? Cool. I've hurt my neck very badly, everybody. I'm going to put a picture up on Twitter.
You sexy bastard.
Of my taped back, my blue taped back. And the lead-in was, do you want me to tape your back? I went, and she said, it will let people know that you are seriously injured. I said, absolutely. Absolutely. Never the voyeur. Strap me up. It's not even this side that's the problem, but I just do the whole lot, frankly. So, yeah, but that's for another week, that story, the opening the window story. Can't fit that on as well as the My Rings My Style story.
that lasted a while, didn't it?
So Rick Evans on the show. Lily Allen's on the show, guys. We're going to be catching up with her. She's just finished doing Desert Island Disc today.
Really?
Yeah. So she's coming straight from...
Hosting it?
No. She's featuring on it. Mm. So obviously, little show kind of warm up. Mm. Into the big guns. She's probably very excited about being on the show today. The Warrener is also back, guys. Oh. He's got his own intro. Check this out.
They call him the Warrener.
Get involved, Adelaide.
Get involved.
And the ladies.
And the ladies. Yeah. The Warrener's going to be on the show. Super excited to
have
him.
How did we get involved on the ladies' back?
So what we've realised is a lot of people have been texting and emailing into the show and they've been saying, listen.
A lot.
Yeah. Big server. Yeah.
Even though there is no text available, a lot of people have been doing it still somehow.
Can you stop now, please? If you're listening, stop.
Text stop to 6404. Was it? They've been getting in touch saying, what happened to the regulars? I mean, Rick, you can understand this. We're not guys who want to stand still, okay? We don't want to just drag out the same kind of body of work that we were doing 4 or 5 years ago.
Same tired old nonsense.
Same tired old jokes, yeah. That's not for us, yeah. We're moving forward, yeah. A Rolling Stone gathers no moss, Rick Edwards. Mm. And so we're moss free, and yet we've realised we need new moss. And so we've gone to the Warrener, and we said, look, Warrener, what are you interested in? Warrener said two things, Rick. Sailing. And World War One, right?
I'll tell you what, when those two meet, it is lively.
Murder, she wrote. And we realised that actually the show would be better for the Warrener. So the Warrener's coming back on. Jackie Charlton's World Cup football review. That's golden. We've got John Sitton. We're following on from the... What was the story last week?
It was the Eddie Mack story.
The Eddie Mack story. This week, we've got the Graham Taylor story. You're going to be very excited to hear that. Before all of that, though, we've got some music, and then we're going to be talking to Valerie Savage. Valerie is a speech and language consultant, and she's going to be giving young Ivor a pep talk as he...
Is she like an easy for you to say consultant?
She's an easy for you to say consultant.
Oh, amazing.
Can you imagine? She's going to be giving... I've literally gone to pieces, the irony of it all. She's going to be teaching Ivor how to talk on the radio. Not even reading. Just my head scrambled, I'm afraid. Anyway, we'll be back with Valerie after this.
Do you get what you pay for? Or do you get what you pay for? Is it in the cards? In the stars? Or in... You get what you pay for, or do you get what you pay for? Is it in the eye, or in the kiss, or in the street? Is it pressed between the pages? You know what I mean. Is it all as simple as it seems?
you are told to and jump at the sound. Is it worth the effort all around? Whoever comes down, 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 down. All I need is love. All I need is love. Yeah, all I need is love. Come on and come with me. All I need is love. Oh, all I need is love. All I need is love. Come on and come with me. All I need is love. All I need.
Right, very excited now on the show. We're going to welcome one of the foremost speech and language consultants in the country. Please give her a nice big George Lamb Show welcome. It's Valerie Savage.
Yes, Savage.
Valerie, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very, very well. So glad you could join us today. Valerie, where are you?
I'm sitting in my consulting room here in London.
It's in there. That's in Harley Street,
it
no
is,
less.
Indeed, yes.
Of course it is. If you're going to mix it up with the big guns, then you need to be in Harley Street, correct?
Well, that's what some people say.
How are you today?
I would like to see a sunnier day, wouldn't you?
You know what, Valerie, you're absolutely right. I would definitely like to see a sunnier day. Although, we've got very bad ventilation in our studio, so the hotter it is outside, the worse it is in here.
Well, maybe you prefer the rain and the cold.
Exactly, exactly. Now, we can't talk about the weather for too long, Valerie, because I know you've got to get back to your next client. We have a new addition to our team. His name is Ivor Manley. He's an absolute monster with the ladies. He's an absolute monster with the technical equipment in the studio. However, when we've asked him to step up and start, you know, being a part of the show on mic, it's been slightly problematic, Valerie.
Right.
Now, we were able to send you a snippet of Ivor's voice, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. What did you make of it, Valerie?
Well, the snippet was so small I couldn't make very much of it. So Ivor and I had a chat a little bit earlier today. So that I had the opportunity to listen to his voice a little bit more.
Okay, dark horse.
The situation is, if he's a while with the ladies, he must be quite a good looker, I think.
Yeah.
Because his voice doesn't come across as confident and commanding. And one of the things that people want with the radio, they can't see you, they want to have confidence in the voice and feel that you're like the chap next door, you know, not somebody standing on a pedestal.
Absolutely.
But somebody
fall off of that.
Who's the chap next door, someone you could approach, somebody you could talk to. And when people first start broadcasting, that's difficult. Very difficult.
How long have you been a speech and language consultant, Valerie?
I'm not admitting. Do you know that?
But some time, anyway.
Ballpark.
A very long time, yes.
Okay. And you've worked with numerous broadcasting professionals, correct?
I do, that's right.
Right, okay. So Valerie essentially is very well placed to give some advice here. Ivor, would you like to say hello to Valerie again?
Hello, Valerie.
Hello, Ivor. How are you now?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
So, Valerie, what kind of tips can you give Ivor?
Well, I think he should practice talking. I mean, I think he should.
Go on, mate, give it a go.
What would you like me to say?
Just that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Most people who are broadcasters, and I work primarily, as you know, with television presenters, practice quite a lot. I mean, they actually practice looking in mirrors and seeing how they look and how they sound. And I think
not like lunatics.
Why do they do the job to start with?
I guess.
Indeed. No, I think Ivor perhaps needs a little bit more practice. He tells me he ad-libs, he's not scripted at all. And it's not always easy for him to find the word as quickly as he needs to.
Yeah, but I mean, that is just conversation. I mean, people don't have scripts when they're just chatting, do they?
No, they don't.
Constantly ad-libbing.
That's right, constantly ad-libbing. And I think he needs to practice. He simply needs to practice and not be so frightened of, hey, here am I broadcasting, but just to treat it as though he's chatting to his best mates next door.
You know what, you're absolutely right, Valerie. I couldn't give better advice myself, frankly.
Well, there you go.
Is it helpful? What I do, my friends also do.
By the way, this is another person. There's a man called Rick Edwards, very, very experienced, very, very well respected broadcaster and co-host on the show.
Not particularly well respected, but thanks. But what me and my friends like to do is, if any of us stumble over a word, we will always bellow, "Easy for you to say." Is that helpful to people?
It is for some people and not for other people. I think the great thing is you have to get over the fear of broadcasting. Yeah. And be relaxed about it, and accept that everybody makes mistakes, and you'll make mistakes too.
Valerie, I've got a question for you. I keep on saying to play devil's advocate. I keep saying that. I can't stop saying the phrase. I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate.